to some slow and easy Little Walter licks. Here's a slow and easy one that Little Walter played on dozens of recordings, both acoustically and electrically. This is lick number 8. Here's another quickie in a similar vein. Note the tongue splits on this. This is lick number 9. Now we're into lick 10. This is probably the easiest of all Jacob's trademark licks. It's the opening lick to his biggest hit, Juke. This is only 6 notes, but it put Little Walter on the map. Notice the octave split at the end. This is done with a tongue block. And I should point out that there's a lot of discussion amongst harp players as to whether Jacobs is actually playing this as a 3/6 octave, or as a 6/9 octave, or simply as a blowhole 6 with overtones caused by his amp. My ears tell me it's a 3/6 octave, and I'm annotating it that way. But give it a listen on his record, you may come to a different conclusion. This is lick number 10, Juke. Well, yeah, now this next one could be thought of as the harmonica equivalent to the slide guitar break that Elmore James played on Dust My Broom. This is lick number 11. Now, this next one is the signature lick that Walter played on the song My Babe, and it's mostly made up of trills. Now, trills, you might wonder what they are. It's simply when you take 2 notes that are right next to each other on the harmonica and wobble the harp back and forth very smoothly, like if you're on holes 3 and 4. That's a trill. This is lick number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Now here's an easy one that's played to an upbeat rhythm. It only involves holes 1 and 2 draw, and it's all in the bends. This is lick number 13. 1, 2, 3. This one's kind of deceptive, really. If you listen only to the longer, more obvious notes, you miss the point. It's the short notes leading into the long notes that make this lick interesting. This is lick 14. 1, 2, 3. Now, this one's very simple, and it involves only 2-note chords. This is lick 15. Well, now we're into some Little Walter